Welcome to the Washington Defender, Pastor to Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and I am so glad that you are on today. If you enjoy this podcast, I want to encourage you to like, share, subscribe, comment, place this in your huddle. You may have a church huddle on the Washington Defender app, or you may be on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or X, whatever it's called nowadays. And I just want to encourage you to share this around. Pastors, I want you to be so encouraged and blessed today. The title of today's time together, our short little five, six, 7 minutes here, is Mighty Man of God. You may be going through the toughest moment of your life, and I want to cheer you on today that you are a mighty man of God. And one of the people that we see that struggled with this was Gideon in the Bible. It says, then the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak that was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash, the Amozite, as his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress in order to save it from the Midianites. And we see that Gideon is hiding out. He's taking care of the wheat in a place that was supposed to make wine. And he's saying, hey, I can't do this. And the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said to him, the Lord is with you. And if I have one encouragement for you today, I want to remind you that the Lord is with you. He's with you every step of the way. When you got up to preach this last Sunday, the Lord is with you. When you began to get up on Monday and feeling discouraged, the Lord is with you. When you and your spouse are arguing or not getting along, the Lord is with you. Whatever it might be, the Lord is with you. And he says, oh, valiant warrior. He sees your circumstances. He sees what you're going through. He knows that you're hiding out in the wine press, feeling defeated and down and out. And you're just like, I don't know what to do. I can't seem to win. I get it. I've been there. I've had that. I know what you're feeling. I'm not trying to patronize you. I want to encourage you, oh mighty man of God, the Lord is with you. You say, how are you so confident in that? Well, I know in whom you have believed. It's Jesus Christ, that he's risen from the dead. He's the Holy One, and he dwells inside of you. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is abundant freedom. He loves you so, so very much. So the Lord is with you. The verse goes on to say, then Gideon said to him, oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? You know, we can look around Washington State and we can begin to think, why are these certain things happening all around us if God is with us? And I don't know how to explain those things. I don't know how to explain the entire economy of God and the timing of God and all that, but I do know this. I know that God is faithful and he's with you. His presence is with you, even when you don't seem to see the results that you're hoping for. And where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midians. And so you may be feeling exactly how Gideon was feeling at that very moment, that God has abandoned you, he's left you, he says, where's the miracles of the past? And you're feeling unproductive. I do know that as pastors, oftentimes it's very hard to find things to measure. You know, a contractor, he builds a house, and when he gets done, he looks at the built house and he says, I've accomplished something. The attorney files a lawsuit or defends a client, and when they get done with the case, I've done something. You know, we can just go from area to area, and oftentimes pastors, you know, they'll do biblical counseling, they'll be doing weddings, they'll be doing funerals, they'll be doing sermons, they'll be doing all these things, and yet the fruit of those or the outcomes of those oftentimes seem almost counterproductive. But I want to remind you, God is with you. You are a mighty man of God. You are a valiant warrior for God, and that even though when you don't see the results that you were hoping for, that you would begin to take that firm stand and say, God, I will be faithful. Why? Because God has been faithful to you. And I just want to encourage you today. God is, he's risen from the dead. He is alive. He is well. So I hope that encouraged you today. A couple things to remember at FPIW. We're about equipping Christians to do the works of service in the public square. So discipleship, we have some discipleship material out there. One is on our identity in Christ. This was specifically if you like to disciple an elected official to know their identity and know what God says about them. I want to encourage you to download this booklet. It gives you all the resources that you need to disciple someone else in their identity. in Jesus Christ. And also, I put two discipleships in this this time. But the other one is about forgiveness. I have noticed within the political realm that there is a lot of bitterness and unforgiveness. Oftentimes, politics gets very messy, and it somehow gets very personal, and people hold on to those things. So if you can begin to walk out people through the idea of forgiveness and what it looks like, this resource may help you when people are feeling bitterness, hurt, and disappointment. So let me pray over you. Again, we want to encourage you to like, share, subscribe, comment, and if you want to be on our show with us, we would love to have you as well. At FPIW, we defend and advance biblical values in the public square. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for what you want to do today. God, go before us in all things. Surround us in all things. God, you are a great God. And Lord, even though we may be beating out our wheat in the wine press, God, we know that you are with us and that you call us, O valiant warrior or mighty man of God. Lord, we do ask, where are the miracles of the past where we saw great revivals or we saw people coming to know you as Lord and Savior? Lord, would you begin once again a new heart in our state, in ourselves, one that is focused upon you? Give our pastors and leaders around us the courage that they need to walk in that newness of life, that boldness and that fearlessness. God, go before them in all things. And we just thank you for what you want to do today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.